There are plenty of ways to avoid advertising nowadays. More people listen to their iPods instead of the radio. And TiVo and DVRs enable us to whiz through Grey's Anatomy without a single commercial interruption. But it's hard to divert your eyes from the huge digital billboards like giant TV screens that are going up across the country. Spots sell by the minute. New ads flash by every few seconds all day long. And, of course, this has raised a lot of questions about taste and about safety. The huge signs are pretty compelling and, some drivers say, distracting. Are these digital signs going up in your neck of the woods? What do you think? 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is talk@npr.org. You can comment on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. And joining us now from Lake Tahoe, Nevada, is Kevin Fry, president of Scenic America, an advocacy group that fights against what it calls visual spam. Nice to have you on the program today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
And for those of us who've not seen these new kinds of signs, what do they look like?
Well, think of them as a gigantic TV screen the size of a small house on a giant metal pole. They function sort of like PowerPoint on a stick. They're very bright. They are very colorful. They're very intrusive, and we think they're very dangerous. It's a little bit of the Vegas Strip coming to your hometown very soon.
So they're so bright, no problem seeing them during the day.
No, in fact, they have to be bright enough to be seen in broad daylight, so they are extremely bright. But they are particularly hazardous and intrusive at night when they become the brightest thing in the landscape. You can't avoid them, which, of course, is the whole idea.
And your problem with them, I guess it's not just one problem. A blight on the landscape, you think, probably?
Yes. We think there are two main problems with these new digital signs. The first is that they are an aesthetic catastrophe. They become the dominant visual element wherever they are, and they compete for your attention with the streetscape or the cityscape or the skyline or the landscape that's behind them. So aesthetically, they are a catastrophe. But we think that they also pose an enormous safety hazard for motorists. You may know that last year, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration did a study on driver distraction. Now, they were mainly looking at distractions inside the car, like talking on your cell phone or yelling at the kids in the back seat or the things people do in cars. But as part of that study, there was a very interesting finding. And that is that anything that distracts the driver from looking straight ahead at the roadway for more than 2 seconds significantly increases the chances of crashes or near crashes, which is like swerving to get out of the way of the car. So the safety threshold for driver distraction is 2 seconds. Now let's look at what these signs are. A digital billboard is by far the brightest object in the driver's field of vision. Nothing can compete with it, particularly at night. They can be seen from as far away as a half a mile or more. So they're actually distracting to you even before you can get close enough to read what's on them. So they're very bright. The messages on them rotate every 6 to 8 seconds, depending on which state is regulating them. And the normally curious person is going to look and see what's next, and then what's next, and then what's next. And there could be as many as 10 images in the rotation. And although we don't think people are staring at these signs for a full minute, you clearly are looking to see what comes up next on the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the messages on the sign, which are extremely colorful and complex, include things like the brand name and the price and the location and maybe an address or a phone number or a web address. So you can do the math here. Hugely bright object, changing complex messages. That's got to be more than 2 seconds worth of distraction for the average driver.
As you also mentioned, these are regulated by states, and presumably if they thought they were dangerous, they wouldn't allow them.
Well, you would think that, but the billboard industry gets a lot of special attention at the state legislative level. They are extremely potent there, and they are convincing state legislatures to pass laws that permit these signs to go up. Now, we actually think that if these signs are along a federal aid highway and are governed by the Highway Beautification Act, some of these may not be permissible, but that's a technical issue for the future. What we are saying to local communities and to state governments is, let's find out whether these things are safe before you permit them. Because once they go up, you'll never get them down. The laws on billboard regulation strongly favor the billboard industry and not the public. For instance, if a sign is erected on an interstate highway or a federal highway, you have to, in order to get the sign down, you have to pay the cash value of the sign plus the value of the advertising on it. It'd be millions and millions of dollars to take one of these signs down. So we're taking a huge risk right now By permitting these signs to go up before we're absolutely sure whether they're safe.
Let's see if we can get some callers in on the conversation. Our number is 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. And let's begin with Richard. And Richard's calling us from Livonia in Michigan.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Well, there are a lot of us out there in the sign industry who take issue with a lot of what this gentleman said. For instance, he doesn't have any scientific foundation to support a distraction argument. In fact, the Supreme Court has even stated that distraction is not an issue. All right, it's obviously aesthetic only, and it's a subjective question. I just drove from Michigan to Las Vegas. Now, that's a silly thing to do, I realize. I went to the International Sign Convention, and I drove through several states that are obviously anti-billboard. And, you know, they're wonderful states to live in, but they're not wonderful states to drive through when you have no information to let you know when you just want to go to the bathroom and you can't find an exit. And billboards serve these purposes. You got to also remember that signs are speech. This is protected by the First Amendment. And, you know, you just cannot go around saying, oh, geez, just because I don't like the looks of that thing or I don't like that guy's message, that's not any reason to regulate them.
I take it you're in the sign industry?
I am a sign company.
You are a sign company. And sure. Do you have own some of these new digital billboards?
I am not in that aspect of the industry. I'm a electric sign company. I build signs for mom and pops, you know, small businesses.
Oh, Eat at Joe's, that sort of thing?
I'm sorry?
Does it say Eat at Joe's or that sort of thing?
Eat at Joe's, yes. Eat at Joe's. And a lot of these smaller businesses are incorporating the LED electronic message systems. So these are not just on the billboards. The billboards are actually coming in later. A lot of your small companies are using the electronic message systems.
All right. Richard, thanks very much for the call, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Kevin Fry, he does raise a point. You don't have any scientific evidence that they are a distraction.
Yeah, there are so many errors in his comments. I'm not even sure where to begin. But let's start with the scientific question. He is correct in saying that the definitive study on the safety of these signs hasn't been done yet. However, the studies that have occurred all point to the fact that these are potentially very dangerous. And what we are saying, including one, by the way, he says there's no evidence. That's not true. There was a study done in Milwaukee of a changing sign in 1994 that clearly showed that the sign was causing accidents on the highway. But our position is that let's do the research. In fact, your listeners may be interested to know that the Federal Highway Administration has set aside $150,000 to begin a study on the safety of these signs. State departments of transportation are starting to take up this issue. And what we're saying to people is, let's find out for sure. Let's find out if that gentleman is correct or I'm correct before we put them up. Because once they're up, the damage will be done, and you can't get rid of them because of the way the sign laws are constructed.
And there are, as I've read, something on the order of 500 or so of these signs up, the new digital ones.
Easily 500. There's probably much more than that because they're putting them up every day. The industry is in a big hurry to put these up, both legally and illegally, in places around the country because they're trying to get ahead of the curve here, because once these studies are completed and we find out for sure whether they're safe or not, they're going to be in trouble. And they want those things in place because of the way the sign laws are constructed. And I need to correct a couple of things he said. One, the Supreme Court definitely says that you can regulate signs based on aesthetics and safety, and every single sign code in the country is based on those two arguments. So it's not true that you can't regulate on the basis of safety. He also said that
they are free speech, though.
Well, let's be clear about this. The time the First Amendment kicks in is when the sign has been erected. At that point, you cannot tell the billboard company what they can put on the sign. You can't control content.
Mm-hmm.
But the Supreme Court and lower courts have all ruled that you can completely ban billboards. There is no First Amendment right to a billboard. Let me repeat that. There is no First Amendment right to a sign.
All right, let's get some more listeners involved in the conversation. Let's get Leanne on the line. Leanne's with us from Falls City in Texas.
Yes, hi there. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, I'm calling because there's a particularly offensive sign on a major interstate going through San Antonio that's been under construction for years. And on the curve, there's at a lawyer's office, the sign flashes in red and blue, car wreck, car wreck, car wreck, And I, every time I see it, I think, sure, any moment there will be one.
I can understand your problem with that subliminal advertising.
Exactly.
Yeah. Leanne, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here's an email from Saul, who's driving on I-15 in Arizona. I drive trucks cross-country and enjoy the digital signs and the information they provide. We're talking with Kevin Fry, the president of Scenic America. If you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is talk@npr.org. And this is Talk of the Nation, coming to you from NPR News. And let's get Mark on the line. Mark's with us from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
So, you know, as an astronomy teacher in the area for years and watching people observing through telescopes and watching how they observe, and I know this maybe sounds like a long shot from the cosmos, but I have to agree with your guest. And the last caller, of course, was taking a viewpoint of commercial interests, I'm sure, with this sign-making.
Sure.
But we're so distracted today while we're driving, and many people don't want to admit this. Nobody wants to have their cell phone or iPod or text message taken away.
And certainly not the radio.
Well, they've forgotten. Well, the radio, I think, is an entirely different thing. One can listen to someone talking that's not in the vehicle with them, and it's not as distracting. And I know I've read about this for years, and I'm concerned about so many kids today, of course, driving around with cell phones and text messages, and they
mm-hmm.
talk about the most.
Not just the kids.
No, it's true. A lot of people. But they mentioned one of the most dangerous places to be today is in a school parking lot at noon, because they're all flying out like bees coming out of a hive on their text messages instead of their eyes on the road. But to the point, I'd like to ask the guest what studies have been done, because obviously this thing with the billboards is becoming like watching television while we're driving.
Right.
And I think that is concerning more of us today as another means of taking our eyes off the road and causing a severe distraction.
And Kevin Fry, you've talked about calling for comprehensive studies, but I gather few have been done.
Yeah, well, don't forget this is a brand-new technology. There had been some studies done several years ago on sort of the primitive versions of these signs, but they were very limited. Remember, these things have just been popping up in the last couple of years. The technology is running ahead of the regulation, and we think that it's time to take a breath and pause and think about what we're doing first. Because remember, in response to what your caller just said, these devices wouldn't be effective as an advertising medium if they didn't distract you from the driving task long enough to let you absorb whatever the message is that's being conveyed.
And presumably would not be worth the additional expense if they were not additionally distracting from the old style of billboards.
Exactly. The human brain is hardwired to look at lights in motion on the edges of our vision. That's the thing that kept us from getting eaten alive by saber-toothed tigers. Unfortunately, that same trait is causing our highways to be eaten alive by marketers who now have to chase us down the street to get our attention and capture our eyeballs. Because in a sense, these digital billboards, we believe, are sort of like cigarettes. They're a product that, if used as intended, are a hazard to your health.
And aren't there enough signs already today on the road that adding further what looks like a television screen displaying advertising?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's got to be even a more extreme distraction from the road. It does leave the mind with so much more to think about when you're looking at an advertisement.
Well, it does, and you're supposed to be driving when you're driving. And think of all the attention that's being paid to cell phone use in the cars now. We're starting to recognize that driver behavior, matters. And clearly, distractions outside the car need to get as much attention as those inside the car. And we think that those studies need to be done. There have been some studies done, but they are very primitive and preliminary. But the study that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released last year on driver distraction clearly said that anything that distracts you for more than 2 seconds, no matter what it is, causes accidents. Now, I defy these sign companies to tell you that you're not looking at those digital signs for more than 2 seconds.
And combine that with the speed going up, of course, on the road in general.
Yeah,
it's
even more critical as you're moving quicker and faster on the road.
Right, and they need to get the don't forget, if the sign's in a 6-second rotation, which means that every 6 seconds a new image comes up, and you catch it at the 3-second mark, you could be looking at that sign for 5 or 6 seconds just to see what the next image is. It's human behavior.
And we used to think the 3-minute pop tune on the radio was shorting our attention.
Right.
There you go. Mark, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
So long. Let's talk now with Michael. Michael with us driving near Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, I'm driving back to Phoenix from Tucson. I'm on my cell phone with my earpiece in, so I'm being safe.
Good.
Passed probably 50 billboards all in a line, okay? There's no way you can read them all, so this 2-second thing applies to regular billboards versus electronic billboards. I see the electronic ones as being an advantage because you could get rid of 49 of those signs and put one up and display the same messages that those 50, so the blight that you see would be less with an electronic one.
Also, reduce the clutter, yeah.
Driving at night through the desert, let's say, you know, there's nothing to be seen. It's pitch black anyway. I mean, you can see the road big time with your lights, and so a digital sign on the horizon would be kind of a welcome to a long drive at night. So I don't see anything wrong. I see it as basically a plus.
Okay, Michael, thanks very much, and drive safe, okay?
See ya.
keep that Bluetooth engaged. Here's an email we got from Holly in Inverness, California. I think it would defeat the purpose of the sign if reading it would kill the reader and potential shopper. So I guess...
Well, that's true, but we hope that doesn't happen. We hope we can stop these things before people have to be hurt.
All right. Kevin Fry, thanks so much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Kevin Fry is the president of Scenic America. He joined us by phone from Lake Tahoe in Nevada. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.